Karina Sainz Borgo has spent her life writing as a journalist about her birth country of Venezuela. Now she's approaching it as a novelist. Sainz Borgo moved to Spain in 2006 and watched from an ocean away as Venezuela descended into political and economic chaos. That disintegration is at the heart of her debut novel, It Would Be Night in Caracas. The book weaves together imagined scenes and characters with real-life experiences, like this from the last time she was in Caracas 6 years ago.
People does not go out from their houses, not because only because of the political violence, also by criminal violence, which is a very, very, very huge problem in Venezuela. It's like living on a graveyard. And that when I saw that, I felt so, so sad. Because imagine I went to a bookstore and there was not even a single book in the store.
I asked Karina Sainz Borgo what fiction allows her to do that journalism does not.
When we do nonfiction, we try to take care of the truth, what truth means. Because I think that journalism and nonfiction provide us answer, but I think fiction provides us question. They make us think about things we think we understand.
I love that description that journalism might provide answers, but fiction provides questions.
Yeah, I really believe in that.
The book jumps back and forth in time between Venezuela's prosperous past, which was not very long ago, and the increasingly bleak present. Why did you want to include those flashback scenes?
Because they allowed me to explain to the reader in which way a modern country disappeared in a very short period of time. 20 years is not that much. But it also allowed me to tell the reader that this was a society with so strong social difference between people. And it's important to know that because the oil we had and the richness of the oil was not correctly redistribute between these people and this person.
So when you talk about social divisions, you mean class and income division?
Exactly. Sorry. I'm talking about this social difference between incomes. And this strong feeling of frustration that it started growing up because of the corruption of the last part of our democracy cycle allowed populism to come up and to rise up.
Your main character in the novel says she has a duty to survive. But she also feels a lot of survivor's guilt. Does that describe your own feeling about your home country, Venezuela?
Yeah, it describes perfectly my feeling with Venezuela. And I believe that it's a very universal phenomenon. When someone has survived a totalitarianism process like this, guilt is part of surviving.
That feeling of guilt.
That guilt is violence also. And it's a very strong feeling, I believe, not only in me, in all the Venezuelan people that run away from Venezuela.
In the acknowledgments, you write, "To my land, always broken, scattered across both sides of the ocean." How would you say you relate to your home country today?
It's a very complicated relation. I have anger. I have some rage. I have this strong feeling of loneliness. And the worst thing is the country I want to go back to does not exist anymore. It was just completely erased. And that makes you feel weird and even makes you feel more old. You want to go back to a place that doesn't exist anymore, as I know that.
I know there are plans to publish a special edition of the book in Venezuela. That seems so logistically challenging. We could have an entire conversation about how you managed to make that happen, but I'm more interested in how you think people in Venezuela will relate to this story.
I don't know who are they going to read this, because many people, Venezuelan people that had read the book, they're outside Venezuela. They're not inside. So I don't want them to feel that I'm judged in them. I don't want no one to understand that the one that runs away is the one who survives. But I really want them to understand that for me, this is a big letter of love to the country I miss and the country I still wish might appear again in the future.
When is the last time you set foot in Venezuela?
2013. 2013. I remember it was a long time ago. And in that moment, I felt completely convinced that the country does not recognize me, and I was not able to recognize the country anymore.
And is that the reason you haven't been back in 6 years?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's so painful to discover the people you love, those places in which you work, those great people that were your bosses, your colleagues in your work, and you see them sad with no color in their eyes. They look like ghosts. They go around like ghosts walking through the city. Caracas is a ghost city. It's always night there. There's always dark because there's no light enough. And there's always these blackouts coming. And it's like, I do not recognize this. This is not the country I grew up.
Your description gives another layer of meaning to the title of your book, It Would Be Night in Caracas. Mm.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's a metaphor as well. The book was published in Spanish in March. And that day, it happened the biggest blackout in Venezuela, 3 days without light. Mm. And I asked myself, what did I write? Oh, Lord.
Did you cause this?
It sounds like it's a prophecy. But I think it's the strong sense of the metaphor of we're so far from the future. And we live in a kind of dark moment, and we're not able to recognize ourselves anymore. We're all the time looking for stay alive. And it's so hard to understand. It's so difficult to accept that.
In the beginning of our conversation, you described the need you felt to write fiction to process your experiences. When you had finished writing the book and you had it on the page, did that do something for you? Did it change you? Did it fill the need that you had?
No. No. I must say that I really wanted to write this story, but I do not feel better. I cannot forget about the things I'm writing in this book. And sometimes I think it's the beginning to a very long process of research, of personal research. Maybe in this book, it's true, it's a book about a country that is disappearing into anarchy, into corruption, and this excessive power of a revolutionary process. And it's also a book about death, memories. And I think those issues has a lot to do with my country.
Karina Sainz-Borgo, thank you for talking with us about your new book.
Thank you for your invitation and this great conversation. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Her debut novel is called It Would Be Night in Caracas.